Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Alan Davis Show. I'm Alan Davis, your host. I'm excited to be here tonight. We didn't miss last week. I believe we're going to start doing an every other Thursday night show instead of an every Thursday night. I've been real busy and haven't had a lot of time, but I'd like to welcome you all out here to listen to my show tonight. And I'd like to thank the guys at BBS Radio. They're doing a wonderful job with this show here. And I'd like to mention the topic for tonight. Last week's topic was on gay marriage, and I have some pretty strong opinions on gay marriage, and I'm sure I offended a few people, but that's what the show's about, I guess. Tonight's show can be just as controversial. It's another very heated subject going on in our country today, and that is immigration. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm doing my show live from my office here in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah. And like gay marriage, there's a lot of gay marriage stuff going on in Utah right now against the Mormon Church. The homosexuals and the Mormon Church are not seeing eye to eye. And there's a lot of controversy going on here in Utah with illegal immigration. We have our largest immigrants and our largest minority in the state of Utah is Latinos, and just like that is in California, Nevada, and Arizona. And, you know, the Arizona bill has really struck up a lot of attention and a lot of debate on both sides, both people for and against it. A lot of people feel that the government's not doing enough to protect our borders, and other people feel that our government is unfair and unjust in how we're treating our immigrants in this country. And it is a debate. This country was built on immigration. I mean, there's no way around it. I mean, this country, it was founded. There's some controversy even the way it was founded. They're saying that we stole this country from the Native Americans, the Indians, that we come in and took it from them. There's an argument that we took the Southwest from Mexico. And when I say we, I'm not necessarily saying all Americans, but I'm saying the Europeans. The Europeans seems to be the ones getting the blame for all the negative part of immigration. And that's what I want to talk about here tonight. Because there is a big controversy about this country and about immigration, about illegal immigration, about shutting down the borders, about the what the government's doing about it and what the government's not doing about it. This is a call-in show, so I would like to encourage anybody to call in who has an opinion on this, whether you're for immigration or you're against immigration. I don't think anybody is in this country that I know of is against immigration, but I think we're talking more illegal immigration right now. And not only illegal immigration, but what should be considered illegal immigration and what should be considered legal immigration. We have a lot of, some people call them undocumented. I call it illegal. If you're in this country and you don't have documents, you're breaking the law, so that makes you illegal. That's my opinion. There's people out there that have different opinions, and I want to talk to those people. I want those people to call in. We have call-in numbers, which is area code 530-413-4511. That's area code 530-413-4511. Second number is 530-413-4515 and 530-413-4515. You can also connect with me on my Facebook page, which is Alan Davis Show. And you can email me your comments at thealandavisshow@gmail.com. That's thealandavisshow@gmail.com. I'll get your message if you email me your comments, and I'll address them that way. Anyway, I guess to get started, we need to really look at immigration and look at it for what it is. I'm an American. I consider myself a Native American. And the reason I consider myself a Native American, I'm as white as can be. I mean, I go out in the sun 5 minutes and I get burnt. I mean, I'm about as light complex as you can be. And I haven't done my genealogy. So I really don't know where my family came from except for Europe. I know that, you know, we came from Europe many, many generations ago. So if you was to look back into my ancestry, it's probably, scattered all over Europe. So I can't really tag, one country that my family comes from. But anyway, I consider myself a Native American, and I consider myself a Native American because I was born here in this country. And my father, who passed away many years ago, he was born here in this country. And my grandfather was born here in this country. And my great-grandfather was born in this country. And believe it or not, my great-great-grandfather was born in this country. So I know that we're at least four generations in this country. And I believe that gives me Native American status. I don't have red skin. I don't come from one tribe or another tribe. I have European ancestors, but I'm an American, full-blooded. There's a lot of people that would disagree with that. And they have the right to disagree to that. But I'm an American. I consider my children American. I don't consider them European. And but anyway, so we're talking about immigration right now. And right now, the big stink about immigration is our southern borders right now, because that seems to be where we're having the problem. There's a lot of people pouring over the borders. There is, and it's been a controversy for many years. People are blaming Obama for not doing enough about it. When Bush was in office, they were mad at him for not doing enough about it. And when Clinton was in office, they were mad at him. And Bush Sr., they were mad at him. And even Reagan. And then Reagan was looked at as one of the greatest presidents in modern history, and he made all the illegal aliens legal. And, but, you know, the Americans in this country, the people in this country complain and they're not doing enough about it. And the Latino population in this country are saying that we're being unfair, that we don't give them the right of passage. We don't allow them citizenship. And my question to anybody out there is, who should we allow citizenship to? Should we allow citizenship to anybody that wants to come to this country? Should we have a process of gaining citizenship? Should we have a process of deciding who gets to come here and who doesn't? Or do we just open our borders and say, you know what, if you want to be an American, come in and be an American. If you want to come to this country, we'll give you citizenship. How should we do it? It's been a tough question, especially when this country was built on immigration. And not just immigration from Europe. There's been immigration from all over the world. It's just the biggest population of the immigrants into this country was from Europe. And there's Chinese immigrants, there's Japanese immigrants, there's immigrants from all over this planet that's come to the United States. And that's what's made this country the great country that it is. It's the immigration that's come here. I mean, we've got people from all over the world. And I believe, it's my belief, that what made this country as great as it is one, the freedom that we have. The freedom that's granted to us by our Constitution. And the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom to bear arms, we have freedom in this country. And we have freedom to make our own decisions. We have freedom to build wealth. We have freedom, and I hate to say it, I think what really built this country, we have freedom to be greedy. We have freedom to build a business. We have freedom to build an empire if we choose to. And if we want to work hard enough for it, we have freedom to become educated. If we want to work, you can do just about anything you want in this country. everybody, and I apologize for that little break we took right there. This show is broadcast over the computer program Skype, and when you're dealing with computers, there's always a problem. So we just had to call in real quick. And so, but we're back on the air now, and so we're going to try to pick up where we left off. Let's see. I'll just give our call-in numbers out again right now. Our call-in numbers are 530-413-4511. That's area code 530-413-4511. This is a call-in show. I'd like to hear from anybody out there if you've got something to say about anything I'm saying. If you've got something to say about anything, you can change the subject. Give me a call. If you've got something on your mind, give me a call. We'll talk about what you got on your mind. But right now, what I've got on my mind is immigration. And so that's what we're talking about tonight, is immigration. And let me see. We were talking about how this country was built. Let's see. We got us an email here. So let's see if we can pull it up. I believe this is from Hugo. Hugo, you just sent me an email. If you can, I talked to you earlier today. Would you pick up the phone and just give me a call? I'd like to talk to you live on the air. You did send me an email just now, and you're the type of guy that I'd really like to talk to about illegal immigration. So pick up the phone. The phone number is 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511. Again, let's get back to what we were talking about, and that's how this country was built. I mean, everybody knows this country was built on immigration. Built on immigration from all over the world. And we've had some times in our past where we've had some really rough immigration. When the Italians came to New York, there was a lot of trouble there. When the Irish was immigrating here, there was a lot of trouble with the Irish. But I think the immigration we're going through now is a little bit different than the immigration that we've had in the past. And these are just my beliefs and my thoughts, but in the past, people that came to this country, they were fleeing tyranny. They were fleeing poverty. They knew that if they came to this country, they could work hard. There was a dream. They could achieve something. And many, many, many people came to this country and did. And so there was a lot of immigration to this country. But the difference back then versus now is what I see. In the past, people came to this country and they were thrilled. They were excited. They loved the fact that they made it to America. And now they have opportunities that they never had before. They had opportunities that were denied them in their other country, whatever other country they come from. They had opportunities for an education. They had opportunities for work, and they had opportunities to build businesses. And that's what built this country, is the opportunity to come to this country and to build businesses and to become wealthy, to be free, to have whatever type of family you want, to have whatever type of religion you want. And all these cultures came to this country and they all blended together and it became the American culture. And there was all these cultures, French, Italian, English, Irish, Latino, Hispanic, from all over the world came to this country, and their cultures blended together, and they become one culture, and that's what built our country. And right now we've got a lot of problems with immigration. One, we've got a lot of problems with our economy, but right now, when you're walking around, well, here's an example. I took my little girl to the park. This was a few years ago. This is probably 15 years ago because this little girl got married last year in August. But she was probably 3 or 4 years old, and we was at the park playing. It was a Sunday afternoon. And I'm sitting there on the bench and she's out there playing and there's a bunch of different kids there playing. And she just walked over to me and said, "Dad, I don't want to play anymore." And I'm like, "What's wrong, sweetheart?" She goes, "I don't know what any of the kids are saying." And it was because none of the other kids there spoke English. There was a playground full of children. This was in my hometown, and not one of the children spoke English. And my little girl was probably 4 years old, became uncomfortable with that because she wanted to just play. They were just children, but she couldn't because she didn't even know what these children were saying. And these children wouldn't have known what she was saying because she didn't speak their language. Okay? And so we got immigration like this to where we used to come to this country and we became one culture. And now I'm seeing it happen more and more where we're coming to this country, especially from South America, and we're not one culture anymore. We're not blending into one culture, but we're blending into two different cultures. And I think that scares me. And I'm going to tell you for why. We're going to finish with why that scares me so bad. And I'm telling you, we are going to two separate cultures. And that's because I can go to the cable TV company. I go to Comcast. And I can order cable TV where there's no English channels. And I can watch Mexican soccer. I can watch Mexican TVs. I can do that. There's stores you can now go to and shop. You don't have to learn English. You can come to this country and not learn English and get by just fine. In our schools here in Utah, especially in West Valley, especially in Provo, Provo, Utah, that's a bad one. Provo School District is becoming one of the poorest school districts out there because there's almost all of the grade schools are 80% Latino and 50% of the children in the school don't speak English. So now they got to have teachers teaching these children in Spanish. And which is taking programs away from the rest of the students because now we're trying to teach in English, but we're also trying to teach in Spanish. And these kids are being able to go to school here. And they're be able to go home and live in their families and live in the community without ever speaking English. And parents are coming to this country and they're not having to speak English. Here's an example. When I was a young man, I worked for a company, okay, here in Utah, because I was born and raised in Utah. I've been all over this country, but I was born and raised in Utah, and I always keep finding my way back to Utah. I love the state of Utah, so this is where I'll stay. When I was a young man, I just got out of high school. I hadn't started college. I hadn't done anything at this time. I was just kind of running around. I worked for a company, okay? It was a manufacturing company, and it was an entry level. I was running a grinder. It paid me minimum wage, and all my buddies worked there. Okay, and I probably worked there a couple of years, I guess, while I was going through school. And my son, right now, that company still exists in my town. My son cannot find a job right now. He's struggling to find a job. And he cannot go to work for the same company that I worked for as a young man. And the reason he cannot do that is because he does not speak Spanish. Because all these jobs now are being done by Latinos. They're being done by Latinos that don't speak English. Okay? That's where I see a problem. And I'm going to tell you, here's the problem. And there are a lot of Latinos out there probably thinking right now that I'm being racist. I'm not being racist. I'm looking at the real problem here. The real problem is we've got these Latinos that have migrated here or have immigrated here, whether it be legal or illegal. They're here. They don't know how to speak English, and they're not trying to speak English because they don't have to because they've got their own culture here, their own separate culture where they don't have to speak English, okay? And they're going to work, okay? And they're going to work in, I guess, Latino-friendly companies. And everybody's saying, well, they're just doing the jobs that Americans won't do. Bull crap, okay? This company had Americans doing those jobs for many years. And now they've got Latinos doing those jobs now because they can hire those Latinos for cheaper. They do not have to pay. They're almost slave labor. They are almost slave labor. These guys don't pay benefits. They don't pay vacation to these guys. They don't do anything. These guys are almost being taken advantage of But they're not the only ones being taken advantage of. I'm going to tell you, my son's also being taken advantage of. He's also the victim. And I'm going to tell you why he's the victim, because he can't go to work there. He's an American that can't get a job because the job's being done by Latinos. The jobs are being done by Latinos because the Latinos can't go anywhere else. And this is just one company of many, many companies around here. Almost every company that has entry-level manufacturing jobs in this state hires Latinos. And guess what? That means there's not a job for my son. And that's not right. Okay, now am I saying that these Latinos are bad people? Most of these Latinos that come over that go over the border, rather, they come over legal or illegal, are just hardworking people. Okay? And they want to come here. I've been to Mexico, and I'm not a big fan of Mexico. I've been to the vacation spots. There's a few good vacation spots, but even the vacation spots leave a lot to be desired. There's a lot of other places I'd rather go in this world than Mexico, just because it's not that decent of a place. They've got a corrupt government. They've got an infrastructure that's in trouble, so there's so much poverty that they're almost forced to come over to the United States. And then the United States government does absolutely nothing. And I'm talking absolutely nothing to stop it. They say they are. They've got Border Patrol down in there, and they're rounding them up, and they're sending some of them back, but they know they're not getting them all, and they're not even trying to get them all. We're going to get into a little bit of that later, because I'm going to tell you why I think they don't shut the borders down. Why, from Reagan to Bush to Clinton to Bush to Obama, none of these presidents have done anything real to stop illegal immigration. And I'll tell you why I believe that's the case. But right now, here we're looking at a situation where we've got so many illegals in this country. And they're working jobs, and they're working low-wage jobs, okay? Really low-wage jobs. And they are taking jobs from Americans, and it's not just jobs that Americans don't want. Okay, because unemployment's at 10%. You cannot tell me there's jobs that Americans don't want when unemployment's at 10%. When you got unemployment at 10%, I'm going to tell you something right now. Hunger's a motivator. People will go to work, okay? And they will do these jobs that people claim that the Mexicans are doing because the Americans don't want them. Bull crap. There's just no jobs. There's no entry-level jobs for young men anymore. Those jobs are gone. But anyway, so now we're looking at the issue of like my son or that can't get a job because the Mexicans are doing this. You can't tell me that everybody in that company, and I'm not going to give the name of the company, but everybody in that company that doesn't speak English are here legally. It just doesn't happen. Okay? A lot of these guys are illegal. Okay? But you know what? We're not doing anything about it. I'm going to tell you, this is the dangers of being illegal. I think it's by design, okay, or this is the dangers of having all this illegal immigration, okay? I think it's by design. I don't think it's by accident because we've done absolutely nothing to stop it. Our government's done nothing to stop it. They will strip search you at the airport when you go to fly anywhere, okay? They will run you through metal detectors. They will run you through, now they've got those x-ray machines. If they even look suspicious, they're going to pull you in. They're going to strip search you. You can't do anything, okay, because they're Homeland Security trying to protect the United States from terrorism, okay? But then they leave the southern borders wide open. And I'm going to tell you why they leave the southern borders wide open. They want illegal immigration in this country because they want low wages, okay? And we're not going to get into that right now. We'll get into that a little bit later. But they want low wages, and they want chaos. They want there to be problems between the races. And they're getting it. And it's getting heated. And it's getting more and more heated. And I'm seeing it more on the news every day. I'm seeing it out in the thing. I mean, in my business, I get around and I meet a lot of people. I meet a lot of people, a lot of different people. I'm in a lot of people's homes. I'm in a lot of people's businesses. And I know what people are thinking. And it's starting to get heated. And there's going to be bigger and bigger problems. But anyway, we do have illegal immigration. Our government does nothing about it. the majority of the people over here that are here legal and here that are illegal are not here to cause any harm. They are here because they can have a better life. Working almost slave labored at these companies in this country, in Utah, they're better off doing that than they are in Mexico, and some of the jobs they're working in Mexico. So why wouldn't they come over here? If I was a Mexican and I had a better opportunity in the United States, I would go there. Okay? Why not? But the problem lies is because these people are almost slave labored, they're not given benefits. They're not given anything. You know what? When you come here, when you're sick, it doesn't matter if you're Latino or you're American. And it doesn't matter if you've got insurance or you don't. You get sick, you got to go to the doctor. Well, when you don't have insurance, that bill's got to be passed on to somewhere. Okay, when you are not making enough money to pay your rent, you got to get your rent. And our government hands out all kinds of assistance to illegals. Okay, because they don't verify Social Security numbers. And if you have a baby and the baby becomes a citizen, then the parents indirectly become eligible for welfare, food stamps, housing, because the children are citizens. And the government knows that these people are here illegal, and they give them these housing and food stamps assistance, and it makes their lives a whole lot easier. So they can go work their little minimum wage job, and they don't have to worry about paying for rent because, guess what, because they have an American baby, an American child, they now qualify for housing, and they don't have to pay as much for their housing. And now they qualify for food stamps. They don't have to pay as much for food stamps. They don't have to pay as much for food because they get WIC program. And this is happening. Our government is making it so easy for these illegals, legal and illegals, to get social services. Why wouldn't they? Because one thing I know, and I'm going to tell you a little about my background. I come from a dirt poor family. And when I say dirt poor, I say we are plain white trash. My dad was an alcoholic, did absolutely nothing to benefit our family. He was gone chasing whatever woman he could chase. My mom was a manic depressant. She sat there on the couch her whole entire life. She did nothing but get up. First thing she did when she got up, she lit a cigarette and made a pot of coffee and turned on the television. And she sat on that couch all day long, every day. And the last thing she did is turn off the TV, shut off her coffee pot, and douse out her cigarette. And I'm not saying she did that once in a while. That is all this woman did. The last thing she did before she died was shut off that TV and douse out her cigarette. That's all she did. We were raised on welfare. Okay? We were given everything we had. We were dirt poor. We were raised on welfare. Okay, and I'm just telling you this for an example. My father didn't have to do anything. He was off running around drinking, chasing whatever barroom woman he could get around town. He'd come home once in a while when he didn't have anybody to put him up for that night or whatever. My mom did nothing. We got our food stamps, and my mom would give us the food stamps. They used to come in $85 books. I don't know if anybody remembers the good old days. And she would give us kids the food stamps and tell us to go to the grocery store and buy food. And we'd go to the grocery store and we'd buy food. And we'd come home, but we'd buy everything we wanted. We'd buy Hostess Twinkies, and we'd buy potato chips, and we'd buy all this goody food, and we'd come home. And we'd all eat really well for a couple of weeks, and then the food stamps were gone. And we didn't have food to eat the last week and a half of the month. We were going, I remember days when I didn't have enough energy to get out of bed and go to school to get school lunch because we were so hungry. And we were just waiting for that last couple of days until the welfare check came and we could start eating again. That's how my parents never managed our family. Okay. Every month was like that. We went hungry every month. We were plain white trash. As a result, started getting into trouble at a very young age. My sisters got pregnant at a very young age. Got two brothers. One was in prison. One died in a car accident driving drunk and strung out on drugs. I've got four sisters, all of which were pregnant, all of which had children out of wedlock, all of which have a dozen kids, all of which live on welfare to this day. My other brother, same thing, okay? These people learned at a very young age how to live off the system, and that's how they still live. I am the only one in my family that has a job. I am the only one in my family that owns a home. I'm the only one in my family that owns a car. And they all think that I'm, they don't like me because they think that I feel I'm better than they are because, I'm rich and they're not. Well, I'm not rich. I do pretty good for myself. I will admit that. I've got a great life. I've been blessed, but I work my ass off every day. I work 10, 12 hours, 14 hours a day, and I make a comfortable living. I've got a beautiful family. I've got a beautiful house. That's what this country entitles me to have if I want to work. But the point is, my family was given welfare at a very young age, and my family learned, I mean, my parents were given welfare, and they taught my brothers and sisters to live on welfare. And guess what? My brother and sister's children have also learning how to live on welfare. And that's what we're doing right now to the illegals that are in this country. We are teaching them to live on welfare. We are teaching them to live on government assistance, and they are teaching their children. You see, when you have that to fall back on, you don't have to work for anything. I live in a country I like to think that me as a citizen, I can, if I fell on hard times, that my government, that my country's got my back, and they're going to say, Alan, we got your back. You know, you fall on some harder times. Here's some money to help you out with some groceries. Here's a little bit of money to help you out on your house payment. We got your back until you get back on your feet, because I know you've been paying into this taxes for your whole life, and you know what? We're going to take care of you. But, you know, that's not the way it is. It's almost like the poor get it. They live off it. And the hardworking pays for it. And that's what's wrong with our country. And right now, we are encouraging illegal immigration because we are allowing illegals to receive assistance. Well, we've got to put a stop to that. Okay, I'm going to give you the call-in numbers real quick here. The call-in numbers are 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511. You can email me at TheAlanDavisShow@gmail.com. That is TheAlanDavisShow@gmail.com. I believe I got a few more emails here. I do, and it's Hugo. And okay, Hugo is listening to me, and unfortunately, I don't double tap very well. So I will try to get to you, and Hugo. Here's the thing. If I don't get to all of your questions and comment on the show tonight, I will respond to every one of your comments today. And I wish you had the access to call in. You just pick up a cell phone and call the call-in numbers, and you can get in, and they'll patch you right into me. So if you've got a cell phone or if you've got a landline phone, I believe you're in California, you can call in and you can they'll patch you right in, and we'll sit there and have a conversation. But anyway, as things go, okay, we are encouraging illegal immigration in this country because our government has programs out there to provide for people that are here illegal. And that's where I have a problem. I have a problem with my own family receiving assistance, because I'm telling you, my own family has been receiving assistance since the 60s, okay, and my parents did. And now all my brothers and sisters, I have four sisters and one brother still living on welfare to this day. And out of all of those guys, there must be 24 grandchildren, most of which are also on welfare. I don't agree with them being on welfare either. They don't deserve it. They don't work for it. And you know what? Like I said before, hunger's a motivator. There's a point where, you know what? We had your back. Now it's time you take care of yourself. Okay. That's what we've got to do with this illegal immigration. First thing, we need to shut down the borders, okay, because we can't just let people walk in, especially in the time we're at right now where we are dealing with terrorism, and that's another story, but I think half the terrorism we're dealing with is a crock anyway, and it's just staged, putting on a show for the American people so our government can go off to other countries and do whatever the hell they want and spend as many billions of dollars as they want. I think half the terrorism they're talking about is bullcrap, but anyway. We're in a situation right now where we have open borders. We have no idea who's coming across this country. We know we've got drugs coming over this border like crazy. Most of the drugs coming in this country is from Mexico. And if I was the president of this country, first thing I would do is I'd send our Marines to Mexico, and I wouldn't give a rat's ass what the president of Mexico said. They ain't got a government that can stop us anyway, and I would take out every drug cartel in Mexico. And we know exactly where they're at. Those drug cartels think they're really bad because they've got machine guns, and they're willing to die, and they're willing to do everything. Go against the United States Marines. They'll see how bad they are. The United States government needs to go in there, and we need to put a stop to the illegal drugs coming into this country. We can do it, but our government doesn't want to, and that's another show. Okay, why the government doesn't want to do that? They need the drugs in our streets right now. They need it to reach their agenda. That's a fact. Our government needs the drugs. That's why they don't put a stop to the drugs. They need illegal immigration in this country to reach their agenda. They have an agenda, and I'll tell you what their agenda is. Their agenda is to create chaos. Nowhere on this planet at any time in history has two totally separate cultures lived side by side without fighting. Okay? Nowhere. That's what they're doing. They are building two separate infrastructures. They're building an infrastructure for the Mexican-Americans who are in here, and they want them to be here legal. Because if they're here legal, there's not a problem. But if they're here illegal, there is a problem. If they're here speaking English and they are blending into our society and they are becoming part of the American culture, there's not a problem. It's when they're here as a total separate culture is when there is a problem. That's when you're going to have heads bump. Okay? And that's what the government's trying to do. They want there to be separate cultures because as our economy gets worse, and it is going to get worse, let me tell you guys right now, people don't think so. Our economy is where it is today by design. Okay? They have deliberately taking our economy down. They are deliberately right now creating chaos between the illegals and Americans. Okay? And to bump heads. And right now it's getting scary. And I'm in a position where I talk to both sides. I don't speak Spanish, but I know a lot of Latino people. Most of the people I know are in fact legal in this country, although I do know quite a few that are illegal. Okay, there's actually a little restaurant in town that was just started by illegal Mexicans. If you're in here working your butt off, I don't care. But you still need to be illegal. You can't break our laws. You got to become legal. But anyway, I'm going to tell you why they allow illegal immigration in this country right now. They allow it because they want to create the chaos. They know that everything's fine. Where I'm going to sit back and complain because the company that used to hire me, that hired me as a young man, will not hire my son now because my son don't speak Spanish. And I'm going to sit there and complain about that right now because it bothers me. And I become, the more I see it, the more racist I feel, the more anger I feel towards these people that are working in my job, taking my job. Okay? And the more I feel angry towards them, they feel towards me. Okay? They start feeling anger towards me as a white guy. I start feeling anger towards them. And you know, then we just got a little bit of tension going here. And that's what's going on right now. We got tension going on. Some people feel a little bit more tension than the others. But there's tension going on. And as our economy deteriorates, and it will deteriorate more, and people think that our economy is going to rebound, it's not going to rebound, you guys. They have an agenda. Okay? As the economy worsens, and it's no longer my son that no longer has the job, but it's me that no longer has the job. Because you see, because I'm still working, I've got my son's back. You know what I mean? I know he's a hard worker. He's in school, and he does what he can, and I've got his back. He knows I got his back, okay? But when I lose my job, and now I don't got anything to provide for him, but he doesn't got anything to provide for me, and none of us do, and we start really hurting. And my house starts looking like I'm going to get it foreclosed on. It's not so much fun. I'm no longer just a little bit irritated by these guys working that job. Now I'm getting pissed and I'm getting angry. And eventually, and I'm not threatening here, but eventually this is going to take place. Our economy goes further down and there will be bloodshed because it will start to become kind of a war. And this war is going to take place. And guess what? You create a problem. You come up with a solution, people will follow you. Okay, there will be a problem, there will be bloodshed. The government's going to step in to create a solution The solution is going to be martial law. The solution is going to be taking our guns away. And guess what? The American people are going to follow the government blindly because the government's going to protect them. What the government's doing is taking your freedoms away. You don't understand that. That's what they're doing. They want the chaos because with the chaos, they can take your freedoms away. The country that our forefathers founded is not the country we live in today. Okay, people think it is. It is not. We are going to a new world order. That's it. Our economy, the way it is right now, is by design, we are headed towards a new world order. Okay? This gay marriage issue, we talked about it last week, is a way to deteriorate our society even further, taking us to a new world order. This illegal immigration, this fighting in the streets that we are going to have, and it's going to get worse, is taking us to a new world order. Because when we have chaos, and I'm going to tell you there is, and everybody says, oh, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen. Bull crap. I'm going to tell you what. When you have that much tension, in any situation you have racial tension. And I'm going to tell you, this is another thing, and this might not sound too politically correct, but this is not a politically correct show. Everybody thinks you're going to fix racism. Bull crap. It's burned into every one of us. And every one of you guys that say, oh, I'm not racist, is a full of crap. And what I mean by racist is you don't have to hate everybody of a different color to be racist. Okay? I don't hate anybody of any color. I'll talk and show respect to any man that deserves respect. I was taught, and this is what I believe, any man deserves respect because you don't know him. Okay? No matter who it is, whether he be black, white, orange, blue, whether he be female, whatever religion he is, deserves a certain level of respect for the simple fact that you don't know that person, okay? And then once you get to know that person, then your respect level goes up or down. And you may get to know somebody, you realize that that person deserves no respect, okay? Or you may get to know somebody and that guy deserves a lot of respect, and you respect him. And I respect anybody, I don't care what color they are. But when push comes to shove, and I'm telling you this right now, people stick with their own. And I don't care who that is, because I don't know if it's burned into our psyche. I don't know why that is, but that's why we've had so many wars in this world, because there's no way we're living in some kind of utopia, okay? It's never been that way. It will never be that way. Men have always warred with each other, always, and they always will, because there's always a difference between a group of people from another. And wherever there's a difference between one group of people, we fight. And I'm going to tell you, it may be the basketball team. It may be the high school basketball team that you root for, okay? And you're rooting for this high school, and they're rooting for that high school. And, well, we'll just go with Utah. So we're either rooting for Highland High School or we're rooting for West High School, and they're playing each other and see who's the best. But guess what? When it's all pushing, both students of both those high schools, all those are fans of the Utah Jazz. And now we're warring against the L.A. Lakers. I'm telling you, that's the difference now. Okay, people don't look at what we have in common. We always look at what we have different. Okay, and so now we're rooting against the Jazz. Both the West High and the Highland High student are rooting for the Jazz against L.A. But guess what? When we go to the finals, and L.A. is the one in the finals, those same students along with the L.A. people are rooting for the L.A. against the East, because we don't want the East to win in the finals. Okay, the difference in our fighting, and this is the thing, the difference. Every time there's a difference in one group of people from the other, we fight. Whether that difference be sex, religion, what country we're from, race, no matter what it is, what high school football team we root for, what basketball team, what NFL team we play, we root for. We fight. I don't know if it's burned into us, but it is. And as people get more and more desperate, okay, and people become more and more when there's no money. That's when you're going to be seeing the problem between immigration. That's when all this illegal immigration in this country is coming to a head. And I'm telling you, this is another thing you got to think about. On the census, it states right on there, are you Latino? Or it doesn't have, it's got all your ethnicity. Are you, you know, black, white, whatever? But then it strictly asks you, are you Latino? Not white Latino. On every government form, they ask you that exact same question. I'm going to tell you why they ask that question. It is not because they're trying to track how many Latinos are in this country. It's not how many illegals are in this country. They are tracking their progress because they know when they get to a certain amount of Latinos in this country, they've got enough for there to be a war. And they are getting really close because they're dragging our economy to the toilet. And they know that when the economy is down and people get desperate, we're going to be fighting. And they're going to have to bring peace to the fight, peace to the chaos. And in doing so, you're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to lose. They've got the anti-terrorist bill and they've got the Patriot Act. And guess what? You're going to lose your rights under the Patriot Act. If you have a gun, you're going to lose the right to have these guns. And the American people are going to be behind the government because we've got to fix the problem and the government's going to fix the problem. And they're not fixing crap. Okay? They are creating the problem. Because if they really wanted to fix the problem, they would do something with the illegals that are in this country right now. Okay? And they would, first thing they did, shut off the borders, which they should have done in the 80s when Reagan made all the illegals legal in the 80s. They should have, at that point, shut off the borders. So you know what? You guys that are here, we're welcoming you. You are here. Become American. Let's start over from scratch. Shut the borders down and start controlling the immigration in this country. They never did that because they hadn't reached the numbers yet. They didn't have enough Latinos in this country for there to be a problem. I think we've got a call. If we do, patch them in. Okay, we do not have a caller. Hugo. This is one thing. You can call in on Skype if you'd like. If you just call in on BBS Radio, if you're listening, you can call in on BBS Radio. Okay, but anyway, back to what we're saying. I'm kind of needing a drink real quick. Yeah, it'll roll right into my phones if you call BBS Radio. Just Skype. If you've got Skype on your computer, it's a free program. You can download it. And if you ain't got Skype now, call in next week. It won't be in next week. It'll be the week after that. Call in then. I'd like to talk to you then if you don't have that program on your computer. If you do have that program on your computer, go ahead and call in on Skype. Anyway, like I say, they've deliberately created the problem. They already have the solution figured out. The solution is your freedoms are gone. If they wanted to fix the problem, they would have made the people legal in the 80s and shut the borders off. We have the means to shut the borders off. The government does not want to shut the borders off. They want there to be chaos. They want there to be race wars. They want that. They need that. They need the chaos. People need to wake up and look at what's really going on in this country. People in this country has been thinking for so long. They go to school and they learn 47 years ago and ask not what you can do for your or what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And we all feel all patriotic and we are all the good guys and we're the bull crap. Our government is not working for us anymore. Our government is working for big corporations. Our government is a revolving door of big corporations. The secretary of everything in our government, every appointed position in our government is just a corporate bigwig that is there to try to further their agenda. Well, I'm going to tell you what their agenda is right now, and I'm telling you that. Their agenda is to turn this country and to go global. They have got a globalized communication system. We're on the internet. Here, look at this. I'll tell you how globalized it is. I'm sitting in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, in my office, and I'm broadcasting all over the world right now. That's the technology we have. So we got information circling the globe. We've got goods and services, goods. We've got a logistics system shipping products all over the world. We need a banking system that's going to circle the globe, too. We don't. We got a banking system. We got euros. We got dollars. We got yens. We got pesos. We got so many different types of money in this world. But these big corporations that are circling and doing business all over the world, guess what? They need a monetary system that's going to circle the globe too. They need a banking system. And to do that, they need a globalized economy. They need a globalized government. Okay. The, what we're going to right now, we are going to have an American union, just like NAFTA is just the beginning of an American union, where we're not going to have a dollar and a peso and a Canadian dollar. We are going to have one monetary system here, and it's going to be a global. And I'm thinking they might go like, and everybody talks about the Amero, similar to the Euro. I think, my personal opinion, they're going to crash the economy of Europe, Asia, America, and we are going to go have a global problem, and we need a global solution, and that global solution will be a worldwide dollar. And these big banks will get what they want. Because right now, I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, that's my thought on what's going on this illegal immigration right now. But there's another side to the illegal immigration, and this is what's scary. And this is what this is fuel for the fire. And that is, I've been doing a lot of research, and I've been doing a lot of reading on immigration right now. And I've been looking at different things like La Raza. And that's why I wanted Hugo to call in. Because I know he's a member of La Raza, and I want someone that's a member to give you their thought on La Raza. But La Raza is a pro-immigration. A lot of these people, from what I'm reading up on, they don't think the government, the United States government, should have any immigration laws, because they feel that this is their homeland, that the Southwest United States is their homeland, okay, and that it's not the United States, that we, the Americans that are here, the citizens of the United States, are the ones that are trespassing. We're the ones that have jumped the borders, not them, that we have run them out of their homeland. Okay, and there's another group, and it's MECHA, Chicano or Chicano student. I know what it's called, but anyway, it's a another organization, and this one's a little bit more dangerous. But my understanding is, what I've been reading is, La Raza is funding this group, and this is a very radical group of young people. All over in just about every campus in the country, every major college campus in the country, that are being, let's see what the name of the thing is. What they're saying is that the Southwest United States is Aztlan. It's some mythical Aztecs country that they belong to, that they feel they should have control over. These people are here. And when you look at these, this is what drives me completely insane. This is my country, okay? And my country, we've got people marching down our streets in almost every city in this country holding American flags. They are flying Mexican flag above the American flag. They are flying a Mexican flag above an upside down American flag, which means you have just conquered them. Okay. And these are the people. These are the extremists. These are the illegals that are here that are extreme. And they want to just not only take over this country, they want to run the Americans out of the Southwest United States. And they want to take their homeland back. This is not their homeland. This is the United States of America. This is not Mexico. This is not Aztlan, as you want to call it. This is the United States of America. And I was not around 200 years ago. All I know, I've been in this country 45 years. For 45 years, this is the United States of America. And anybody, and this is the thing, this is where we're going to have the problems. Because you've got these extremists. And they're the ones that are going to be the forefront in the chaos that's going to happen in this country. And the hard worker, the person that's in this country, the illegal that's in this country, just to try to better their family, are going to be lumped in with these extremists when chaos starts, okay? And they're going to be, and they're going to join with the extremists, because when push comes to shove, people stick with their own. That's why we'll never cure racism. That's why we'll never cure that. There will always be fighting, because like I was saying before, wherever there's a difference between one group of people and the other, we fight. But these extremist Mexicans that feel, and we're talking, the previous mayor of, well, pretty much everybody in any official standing in California is a member of this MECA, or whatever they call it, and is as a member of La Raza, which to me is an extremist Mexican group that want to take over and want to force us to accept these illegals and force us, I don't know. And this is what really, I don't really don't understand about the hatred that these people have against America. These people come here. They get housing. They have jobs. They have medical. They have better than they could ever have in Mexico. Why are they not like previous immigrants that come to this country and was able to have better than anywhere else they was? These previous immigrants would get down on the ground and they would kiss the dirt of the United States of America. They were so thrilled to be here. And now we have immigrants coming in from Mexico that don't come in and they kiss the dirt. They come in and they take from my country and then they stick their fingers in their ear at us and say, you owe us. And they don't respect us. They spit in our face. That's where I get angry. And that's what's happening right now, because I'm getting angry and my friends are getting angry and my country is getting angry. And guess what? The more angry I get, the more angry you get. And there's going to be fighting. And it's going to get ugly. And I don't know how to stop it at this point. Our government is doing absolutely nothing to stop it, because they want it. Because they need it. Okay? And if the people would just, this is the thing that's really crazy. If the people would get together, we could stop it. But we'll never get together, and the government and the powers, the people that really run this world, they know we won't get together. And they, well, one, we don't speak the same language, so that's one reason we won't get together. But if we get together, we could stop it, and we could build and keep the greatest country on the planet. And we could live together as one culture. Okay? But it won't happen. They don't want it to happen. They want to play you against me. They want me to fight you. And by doing so, they're going to take my freedoms. They're going to take your freedoms. They're going to take everybody's freedom. Okay? And there's nothing I can do about it, nothing you can do about it. But people's got to wake up and see what's really, really going on here. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't think all Mexicans, okay, we've got to start wrapping up, but real quick, I don't think all Mexicans, I don't think all illegals are bad people. The majority are decent, hardworking people. We do have a lot of extremists, a lot of racist people, and we've got extremist, racist people in this country. And unfortunately, those two are the ones that are going to get the most airtime. They're the people that are going to get the most media, and they're the ones that's going to be seen the most. The majority of the people in this country, they don't hate Mexicans. The majority of the Mexicans that are coming over don't hate the white people, but guess what? That's not going to stop the chaos. And when it all starts boiling down to it, they will start hating each other and they will start fighting each other, and the people in this country have to see what's going on. We have to show what's going on, because we have the power to stop right now, but I don't know that we're going to continue to have that power. Anyway, you guys, I've got to wrap up this show. We're coming to an end. Hugo, I appreciate you listening to the show tonight, and I really appreciate you listening to the show. I would like it if you called in tomorrow. I will address your concerns on email. Won't be today, probably tomorrow. But anyway, I'm signing off. Again, Hugo, if you want to listen tomorrow or next week, I'm not sure what we're talking about. It's going to be in 2 weeks. I'm not sure what we're talking about in 2 weeks. But you can call in and we can discuss what you want to discuss. Even then, we can change the subject. This is my show. We can talk about what we want. So if you've got something you want to talk about, call me up. We'll talk. Anyway, I'm signing off, you guys. I appreciate you listening. I welcome you guys back here in 2 weeks. And, yeah, like I say, you guys have a wonderful night. I appreciate you listening, and I'm out of here. Thanks very much.